I know it's wrong to be playing blues. I know that. But if you can make you a little something out of it, I don't think it'd be too hard to get forgiven for that. Trying to make a living.
Give me mercy. I said give me mercy. Give me mercy.
Straight toe tapping, foot stomping, and hand clapping. God, 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 God.
Are you ready? I want to know, is everybody ready? All right, here we go. One, two, three.
It's the revolution, baby. The revolution, baby. Oh, they televising this shit right now.
The revolution is here.
The grammar.
Serious truth. Funk insurgency. Man the guns.
Check the grammar.
Leading the revolution.
Funky Revolutions, the Mothership Connection on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Rebel.
Open your ears and you'll hear. it is not your business to maintain peace in this world. It's also not your business to destroy the world.
We need food.
We need love life. muta buntu yep tajulige amul dena war jopet la ndawre mi yep bugatay tanga jemu jafe all dena war
hey dera ya ya boy dera khar dera moku dera boy hey dera ya ya boy dera khar dera moku dera boy
khamani jam
A second selection from the album Peace in Africa, released in March from Sheikh Ibra Fam, aka Freestyle. This is a collaboration with Mo Calamity, a song called Diom Nakofi. Second track for today from that album, quite an interesting one for this Senegalese artist who today lives in the island of Réunion, seeking new kinds of collaborations. I imagine we'll be seeing him here in Montreal pretty soon. Before that, Okote Soul Sounds. I've been exploring their repertoire from the 2008 album, The Alchemist Manifesto, La Reja. And to start, a man whose name is in part inspired by his militant parents and their admiration for Malcolm X. Out of Ghana, we started with Mohammed Malcolm Ben and his African Feeling Organization, an album originally released in 1983 called African Feeling. And if there was really a song to explore some of the needs that we have, a kind of cry for today, a song called Preservation of Humanity. The more things change, the more they seem to stay the same. Let's jump ahead another year to 1984. Nigerian Steve Monit recently re-released one of his classic albums that I love, Only You. But this is, again, a song for our times. Things are falling apart. On CKUT 90.3 FM on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid.
So hot.
going on? This is Russ.
I know I'm fine.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
If I seduce you, babe.
Saturday, May 28th, Place Bell.
Got the best on earth. Yeah, yeah.
Russ. With special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at evenko.ca. Russ, the Journey is Everything Tour.
And the fans are asking for it, they're loving it.
What they want, what they want, what they want.
Chaco! In the radio, everybody sing a song. Chaco! And on the radio. Chaco!
Nigeria bookends this last set. The El Cados, This World is Full of Injustice, out of 1973. Chokyo and Oreje on CKUT 90.3 FM on Funky Revolutions. We started with, out of Nigeria, Steve Monit, Only You with Things Are Falling Apart. And then from 1984 as well, Marché Noir, Y'a du Blues, Tant pis, c'est la vie. They came from the south of France, had a very kind of eclectic vision influenced by the funk, but they liked Zouk, Soul, kind of the amalgam that you would have found around Marseille at the time in the late 70s. Marché Noir, Y'a du Blues, Tant pis, c'est la vie. And then El Cados. As we continue on the mothership into our last half hour, this album, really an extension but a new direction in some ways for the collective known as Salt. They released Air a few months ago. Time is precious.
Thank you. sing for you a song that's true. Never thought I would ever find someone so fly. I'll sing for you a song that's real. Never thought I would ever find the real deal.
Stand us up, St. Lizio.
Never thought I would ever find someone so fly. I'll sing for you a song that's real. Never thought I would ever find the real deal.
I seem to know it. Have I always known it? It's the same old feeling in the end. My heart will know, even if my eyes can't see. Sing my broken heart to men. Oh, yeah, baby. So that the body didn't win. So bad. Sing for you, eh, oh, 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 eh, oh. I wonder through, as daylight chorus floating by and drifting through this space, my mind, a grayish blue. Inside, I feel my only thought, a song of you.
Send us a song.
Following on Salt, an album I introduced last week, self-titled Ubunye, and with a song called I'll Sing For You, released a few weeks ago. This meeting of jazz instrumentalists and a trio of South African a cappella singers, both groups interested in this encounter that allows them to liberate themselves from their traditional kind of musical anchorage. In that sense, that's where we're going to end the program. I've been looking or waiting for a space to play from an album called The Clearing, released at the end of 2021 by Jerome Ellis, a song called Disfluent Waters, for this young man who explores his stuttering, his difficulties with articulation, and his space, place as someone different linguistically, articulating that vision in his music, but also some of the history out of which he comes from. Reminding you as usual, I was Khalid. Pleasure to be with you. See y'all next week. Reminding you on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Free your mind. Our collective ass will follow.
How can thinking about water help us think about... disfluencies, blacknesses, and musics together. The English language imagines speech as water. The words fluent and disfluent come from the Latin verb fluere, to flow. And the 16th century French theorist Guillaume Boucher wrote that people who live near rivers are more likely to stutter. What do we make of the sonic similarity between the Latin words balbus, stuttering, and babulus, fool or babbler? In the shadow of Babel, the babbling waters create my babbling body. Black thinkers from Olada Ekiano to Christina Sharp observe that blacknesses are inseparable from the Atlantic and Indian oceans. We, following Sharp, are in the wake of the slave ships, the Amistad, the White Lion, Sepenchi Dumas, Postillion. Postillion left London on February 7, 1704 and arrived in Gambia on March 3rd. 100 slaves were purchased. Sometime during the ship's passage to Virginia, the ship's captain, John Tozer, supplied a, quote, drum and banisu, close quote, for the captives in the hold. This was a common practice, as many slavers believed that having musical instruments on board made the middle passage easier for the captives. One day, Captain Tozer and his crew were performing their normal duties on the main deck, while down below, the Africans played the instruments loudly. The crew listened. As the Africans played, they used the music to muffle the sound of their breaking shackles. Several rose from the hold, attacked the crew, and injured 7 members. Ha! For Derek Walcott, quote, water has one tense and cannot run backwards. Close quote. For Toni Morrison, it has a perfect memory. She writes, quote, you know, they straightened out the Mississippi River in places to make room for houses and livable acreage. Occasionally, the river floods these places. Floods is the word they use, but in fact, it is not flooding. It is remembering. Remembering where it used to be. All water has a perfect memory and is forever trying to get back to where it was. Close quote. Is fluency a form of perfect memory? Is the stream of my disfluent speech remembering where it used to be? Are my glottal blocks floods? What if fluency is like the straightening of the Mississippi, severing orality from a prior fullness? But, of course, speech isn't just water. I too borrow a thought from Buisson. Je bâtis à roche mon langage. I build my language with rocks. So not just disfluent, but lapidary. And not lapidary as in elegant and concise, but literally stone-like. Discontinuous. Yielding. unbreakable. When I visited Le Tournai Abbey a few years ago, I saw the place as an image of my stutter. The continuity of water in the cloister fountain, the discontinuity of stone in the architecture, and the prayers, chants, and songs through which the monks tried to marry the two. They called us river folk because we met on the bank of the Potomac at night and sang across to the slaves in Virginia. I cut my tongue on the cut garnet. River folk, not just because we waded in the water, not just because when Tubman sang Moses go down in Egypt till old Pharaoh let me go, hadn't been for Adam's fall, shouldn't have to die at all. That meant whites were nearby and we needed to stay hidden behind the trees. Not just because Moses' name means to pull out of the water. When Moses, Moses, and Moses, and when Moses, Moses, when Moses went, Moses, and Moses went up, Moses, Moses. Not just because each one of us was Moses. Not just because she was the Moses. Not just because Moses had a speech impediment, but because of what historian John Spencer Bassett wrote about us. Quote, about the beginning of this century, when the large Collins plantation on Lake Phelps, Washington County, was being cleared, a number of Negroes just from Africa were put on the work. One of the features of the improvement was the digging of a canal. Many of the Africans succumbed under this work. When they were disabled, they would be left by the bank of the canal, and the next morning the returning gang would find them dead. They were kept at night in cabins on the shore of the lake. At night, they would begin to sing their native songs, and in a short while would become so wrought up that, utterly oblivious to the danger involved, they would grasp their bundles of personal effects, swing them on their shoulders, and setting their faces towards Africa, would march down into the water, singing as they marched, till recalled to their senses only by the drowning of some of the party. The owners lost a number of them in this way and finally had to stop the evening singing. The contradiction of stuttering is that I am both speaking and not speaking. Mid-sentence, I block on a word. Sound stops coming from my mouth, but I haven't reached the end of my thought. The current of my speech has just gone underground. Or I block on the first word of a new sentence. It sounds like I haven't begun speaking yet, when in fact I have. The current just hasn't surfaced. I saw an image of this when, an otolaryngologist performed a fiber optic laryngoscopy on me, and I watched my vocal cords at rest, speaking, and blocking.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take some.